Light snow is going to continue here the next several hours. We'll look for an additional 1 to 2 inches of snow in Atlantic. Look for that snow to be tapering off by about mid-morning. Winds will be out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, causing some blowing and drifting snow throughout the area. We look for a mostly cloudy sky today with a high of around 22. And for tonight, a few snow flurries, otherwise cloudy and colder, the low down to 7, with winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a few snow flurries possible during the day, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour, the high around 10 above. And for tomorrow night, look for partly cloudy skies, a low of 6 below. For Friday then, partly cloudy skies, the high 25, becoming mostly cloudy Friday night, and cloudy and warmer on Saturday, the high 35. For Sunday, sunny, the high 40, partly cloudy skies next Monday, high around 40. This is Freeze Notice, meteorologist Harvey Freeze with the weather.net forecast for the KJAN listening area.
Tuesday's high in Atlantic was 36 degrees. Our low through 5 a.m. today, 22 degrees. And as of 5 a.m., we picked up 3 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic overnight. There is a winter storm warning in effect until noon today for a portion of our listening area. Locally, that includes Adair, Adams, Dallas, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. And there are winter weather advisories in effect for the western and southwestern part of the state. For Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont counties, that winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. For Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Cass, the winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.